something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod from Las Vegas at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Last night was a little bit of a blur, but I am here and I am so excited to be with a very special co-host, Drew Sidora, our favorite from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Woohoo! I'm back.
You guys loved her so much. We had to fly her into Vegas for her hot takes on all things Beverly Hills.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
So you're all cut up, right? Like, I mean, look, I look like a mad scientist here with all of my notes. It's like chicken scratch. My husband's like, you have an illness when he sees me like prepping for the
pod. It's the workstation.
It's the workstation. But all right, so we start off by doing, well, I also want to tease that at the end of this, we are going to be bringing on our husbands, Ralph and Edwin. We got some tough questions to ask them.
It's gonna get spicy.
We're also gonna do a little tequila tasting and wine tasting of all housewife beverages.
Look, we're gonna toast to Kathy Hilton. Okay.
Oh my! Well, maybe we will. Maybe we won't. Let's get through this recap and see what happens. All right, so we'll start off with housewife headlines. Erica Jane dismissed from lawsuit over attorney fees in this LA Mag article here. A judge has formally dismissed Erica Jane as defendant in the lawsuit brought by two attorneys against her, as well as her estranged husband, Tom Girardi, and his former law firm, Girardi and Keys, in a dispute over attorneys' millions. And Girardi and Keys never gave their share to Sheldon and Finn. They were suing over for $900,000. LA Superior Court, Fruin signed a judgment in favor of Jane on Friday, affirming his August 29th ruling, removing her as the defendant in the case. Listen, I've got to say, first off, the fact that the court is working with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills episode drops.
Come on. We're in a new day. Well, look, the president we had, he came from reality, so things in America are changing.
I mean, it's true. Like, the fact that, like, she was able to put on Wednesday, the day that the episode dropped, that this happened, I was like, that's a little bit of that's a little bit of good luck.
It's progressive here.
Yeah.
But I'm happy for our girl. Like I said before when we were talking last time, that I believe, like, I've been in that situation. So my heart went out to her. So I'm glad the court ruled this way.
I mean, I think there's a lot more court suits, a lot more suits to come. But I think the fact that every win showing that she wasn't a part of it, it's got to feel good for her mental state, feelings.
Absolutely. It's hard to fathom, you know, because you're like, well, you were with him. That's your husband. Like, you should know everything. But you'd be surprised, you know.
I mean, do you know everything about your husband?
Well, you guys know I don't. I can't even lie if I wanted to. I mean, still trying to figure. Well, he did show me receipts about Tampa, you know. But there's things. And now I'm reading the book. So, you know, I'm learning.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Was it a men thing? Maybe we'll save those questions.
Yeah. We'll dig into the husbands later. I mean, let's be honest. Like, I'm on my husband's iCloud right now. It's just
hello.
Face over
come on, passwords to the iCloud.
You know what? 13 years later, that's how you get through.
Okay, 13 years goals.
Okay, then this one, you shared a little tea on this, which I didn't realize. Lisa Rinna seeking $2 million for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 13 demands to be the highest paid housewife. Lisa Rinna is currently renegotiating her contract with Bravo, demanding that she be the highest paid Real Housewife ever or she won't come back. Here's the thing. First off, this is on Radar Online, which I take the articles on Radar Online with a grain of salt. We know the history of Radar Online and Beverly Hills.
Yeah, clickbait.
But is there any other housewives that make $2 million?
Well, I mean, hello, Real Housewives of Atlanta star Candy, the Candy Burris. She has now crossed the $2 million mark for season 15.
Well,
making $2 million.
$2 million. Yeah. Which, like, hold on, what season are you on?
We're coming up on season 15.
No, but you're on season 3. So, like, you're you're still spending more than you make.
I'm still just, like, in the red a little bit, actually.
Like,
it's really bad. My husband will have a lot to say about that. He's got the whole, remember I told you the spreadsheet?
Yeah.
So he knows to every dime.
Next level. People that are like, oh, well, you make so much money. I'm like, your first season on Housewife, you pay to be on.
Okay, so I didn't know that. So, because, like, you know, I'm an actor. So, you know where we come from, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, glam is taken care of. Like, what are you talking about? I make money, right? So, when I came on the show, I was like, wait, what? I have to pay for glam every day?
Glam?
What?
Clothes. You can't ever wear same thing.
And you know, in Atlanta, it's hot. Like, you can't show up with the same back twice.
No.
Like, that's just what it is. And I'm like, wait, what? So everything is an investment. And people think that when we do events that, you know what I'm saying, they give us money.
Yeah.
No, that's our event. And that's it, period.
Yeah, no. The only thing that's a little bit skewed is when they say the trips and they're like, oh, I crack up every time for the setup when it's like my trip. And I'm like, yeah, my trip. It's like everybody rotates whose trip it is.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. But yeah, you end up. Yes, you get paid your first couple seasons, but it's so minimal that you end up spending more than you make.
Do you think
that she'll be back?
I mean, I thought, well, she had taken, like, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills off her Instagram page, and, like, it was looking like she was leaving. So I was actually shocked when she's like, now I'm coming in strong and demanding $2 million. You know,
I don't know if that's necessarily true that she's doing that. I do think that she removed this is me guessing, but I do think she removed everything to kind of as like a, you guys better show what's actually really going down on this show.
Got it.
But I do also know, like, you don't want to F with Bravo.
Hello, because I'm still looking for me.
I know. Like, I'm like, I don't, I know one person not to mess up to. I'm not even on the show anymore. And I'm like, would Bravo approve of this?
So many things. I mean, we'll see what happens. This is like a stay tuned situation. So I don't know.
And then on Radio Andy's show, he said a housewife walked out of the reunion. I already know who it is.
Ooh.
I can't say.
Come on.
But what the tea I'm giving is that I already know because it's obviously someone I know.
Is it an OG? So it's an OG. Okay. So we know that.
So if you were to guess, who do you think?
God.
Somebody that I probably have communication with.
Oh, Kyle?
Don't know. I can't.
I think that. Wait a minute. I looked in your eyes.
I can't.
And you're looking down. Okay, look me in my eyes. Rinna. Dorit. Kyle.
Oh,
I think it's Kyle. I'm going to say it's Kyle.
No.
I'm going to say it's Kyle.
I cannot confirm or deny.
Oh, I'm going to text you after I watch. I'm going to text you and be like, yes, it was
but
Kyle.
But what that Andy was... said is true. Somebody does walk off. And I think it's more than once.
Well, because I feel like Kyle was kind of fed up this season with certain things. You know what I mean? So I could see her just, I can see it being Kyle. And just be like, you know
well,
what?
Well, you know who's going to be here tomorrow.
Oh,
Kyle.
Kyle.
Oh, yes. So you can ask her yourself. Yes. But I
can't wait.
I do know that the reunion was intense. Lots of tears. Lots of drama. And then, so post-reunion, Kathy Hilton is going off on Instagram stories about Rinna. Here are some of the shots. I mean, the fact that she, like, doesn't even know how to use Instagram and, like, writes on people's Instagram her phone number, call me, but, like, has knows how to do a repost is hilarious.
So
Lisa Rinna, it's the most appalling, violent behavior I've ever seen. Also Lisa Rinna. And it's, like, her flipping out and Rinna attacks Kim Richards. Like, all the she's posting Rinna's past behavior.
Yeah.
Which, here's the thing. Thou who protest too hard.
Thou.
You know, this is why they pay me the big bucks.
I'm supposed to go to church this morning.
Like, thou who protest too much. Like, I think the fact, if you're going out of your way to do, if you're Kathy Hilton and you're going out of your way to do reposts to, like, dog out Lisa Rinna, when you already have the fans on your side.
Yeah. I love it because Kathy was, like, not really here. Like, if like we've seen the progression of Kathy Hilton, right? So I feel like she's
you're seeing
just,
the real Kathy Hilton.
We're seeing the real Kathy Hilton come out. Like, she is now. She needs to hold, like, the diamond.
Yeah, I mean, because right? there's I think when you have too much of control over a show, like, when you get lawyers involved, I personally think your time will be limited.
Really? See,
like, have you ever sued Bravo?
Well, not Bravo, but I did want to sue a couple people on the show.
You did? See, that
I
is...
wanted to. We didn't, but I wanted to.
Because
for good reason, I felt. And we
I
had
know,
good
but
case.
You got... I strongly disagree with housewives suing each other. You come on a show to talk shit.
But my husband, I
know,
come
but
for he... me all you want.
Right.
For my husband.
Right, but did he show up to film? He's fair game.
What about when they talk about your husband when he's not even there?
But he's already, if you never brought your husband on the show and they didn't talk about him,
yeah,
fine. But he's there. He's an active participant. He walks in with his shirt off. He does.
He
all
does. He does.
So he, I'm sorry if you, that's the same thing. Like, yes, of course, kids are off limits. But if your kids become a storyline because of something that you've brought them into.
See, I don't know. Because I feel like in Atlanta, there are certain moments that are missed. I feel like in Beverly Hills, you guys do corral. You know what I mean? You guys have the heart to know, like, all right, my sister is here hurting or she's going through something real. So we're going to support her in this moment, even if I don't like her. I feel like in Atlanta, when it came to, like, my body, my health issues, when it comes to children, I feel like with husbands, certain things should be off limits. I don't think you should attack children. I don't feel like
you should attack
women and their body. And that was something I talked about in a reunion. Like,
yeah.
I'm opening up about my health here, my hysterectomy, and you guys are still, like, you know what I mean? Throwing shade in that. And I just felt like some things, when it goes below the belt, you kind of need to put people in their place.
I do too, but I also think, like, a lawsuit really isn't going to get anybody anywhere.
A gag order?
Yeah, I mean.
An NDA. I mean,
they're going to find.
What's the levels?
But then the problem is they're going to find something else. And then it's going to piss you off more. And then when does it stop?
I wish I knew you before, but I didn't. We didn't file.
Okay.
So we're going to hold off.
Hold off, because here's the thing. Because it's going to come full circle, because I'm, you know, you're messy too. So at some point, you are going to do something that's going to ultimately piss somebody off. And it's a waste of money.
And that's the real reason. Because, you know, I did have to apologize a couple times.
Yeah.
This season, so I was like, you know what? Yeah, let me just not.
Yeah.
And Ralph, I think he did a great job. You know, watch the reunion, tell me. But he did a good job in setting Sheree, you know, straight.
Yeah.
So
and ultimately, like, you know who he is. If you know the marriage that you're in, you know the relationship you're in. I think, yes, kids 1,000,000% should be off limit. But if kids come up because you've had them somewhere, they're going to come up.
You need to come to Atlanta.
I think you guys would eat me alive.
No way. Are you serious?
I don't know.
I feel like they would be like, oh, God, Teddy's here.
I don't know. We'll see. Well, I'll be at BravoCon, so I'll be grilling all of you guys. And I'm excited to talk to Sonya a bit.
Let's get... Yeah, a lot of questions, right?
I have a lot of questions. Also, I didn't know she was on a reality show before.
For one season.
I know, but
yeah.
We can't really get into an Atlanta rant now, but Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Sheree Zampino dishes on all her Bravo cast meets. I mean, I'm glad she's dishing now because she doesn't talk on the show.
She's trying to find her way.
I'm sorry. Yes, this episode was hilarious when she signed the card. Yes. Like on the gift, like she does little funny things,
she does moments,
but yeah. I need her more in the I need my friends fighting for that diamond, and I don't think she fought for that diamond. Yeah. I don't think it's coming.
Yeah, I was like, does she even want to be here? I really feel like she was here for Garcelle, you know, like I got your back, you know, vent to me, we can kiki or whatever, but in the long run I think she'll have to open up a little bit more because she does. I mean, I've known her just from the LA days.
And is she showing her true colors?
Yeah, I feel like she's being a little more reserved, a little more timid, trying to find her way.
Because she's funny. You can definitely tell that she's funny. This interview, she pretty much says, some of the ladies that I didn't think I would like in terms of what characters they were giving, and in my opinions were based on what I saw as a fan, which I do like as she admits to being a fan. I hate when housewives come on Housewives and they're like, I never watched the show, and they clearly did.
Right.
Keep it real. I like that she keeps it real.
Yeah,
she says, like with Erica, I actually thought she was fun. I had a good time with her. I saw her realness from New York. And so I love her. And Lisa Rinna, she's the soap opera star and wife of actor Harry Hamlin. I also found her to be very nurturing, which I agree with her on that. Mm-hmm. Rinna, you guys see like Rinna on Instagram who like goes off the handle, but she is a good friend. And you know, she kind of breaks it down. Then she says something about Kyle, like, you know, who she would not tell a secret to or something like that. And it's Kyle because she's like, she basically produces the show. Which is not
true. I was going to ask you, is that true? Okay.
No, but are you kidding? Don't you think she would have edited herself a little better this season?
Because in Atlanta, we have people that definitely produce themselves. So,
well, producing themselves and then producing the, like, people have always, like, they love to say, oh, well, Kyle's practically a producer of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm like, absolutely not. She moves story the same way that Garcelle moves story.
See, I got so much to learn. I'm still a newbie. So I'm like, I think I just am a little probably too out there with everything.
Well,
you know,
no, there, I think what happens is you're sitting at a dinner and you realize this dinner is not going to be shown. I spent $500 on glam.
I spent
$1,800 on this dress and my good time. And I realized that nobody gives a crap about the weather or what television shows we're watching, and something needs to happen. So mm-hmm. we got to move things along.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at any shit stir as they're doing a favor to us.
Got it.
By keeping it going.
Got it.
The last thing that I'm seeing is Bravo Instagrammer claims what was really edited out of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Whew, I didn't read this on the rundown prior. This is from Your Moms Are Watching. So Bravo told the ladies they cannot mention the fact that Kathy called the DJ an old effing F-A-G.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We know. G. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then on camera. And they cut out all the confessionals that dealt with it specifically. And it wasn't just Erica and Lisa and Diana talking about some of the things Kathy says in the club. What we are left with is a bizarre cut that makes it seem like the women are overreacting about a woman's rant against her sister. No wonder every single Bravo site is fawning all over Kathy. The truth is not out there. Never will be. I don't know if this is true. I know certain things, but I don't know the magnitude this goes into. But what I can say, when fans like you, no, you can do no wrong. They love you. They want to see the best in you continuously. And when fans don't like you, you can do no right.
Good. Ever. Well, that was me first season. So yeah. I've experienced both sides now. So very, very true. And I'm loving the fact that, you know, people obviously are giving me a second chance. But I mean, I feel like some of this is true. Like, do you feel like, we don't know if it's true or not, but it sounds like.
I feel like when you see... I never want to, I was not there. I was not personally there, but I think you can tell by the level of how upset a lot of these women are, and also the level that other women are going to protect.
Yeah.
Something extremely happened. Bad went down.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that it's happened when they were off camera. And then people are like, if also when they were in the Sprinter van, why weren't cameras on? I want to point out something. When, and I don't know if you guys are the same. When we break for the night, they don't leave the cameras in your car in a Sprinter. People will steal the equipment. So like,
yeah,
if you go down, they take the cameras out.
No, well, we all saw the, well, in the house at least.
Yeah.
They left the cameras up in the house. Not a Sprinter, but in the house.
See, we don't have, Beverly Hills doesn't have that.
Well, you remember the epic stripper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Beverly Bachelor. Hills has never, wow. We've never had cameras up in a house.
See,
that's, we have, if a producer isn't there, cameras aren't rolling.
Yeah. See, that was what was so crazy about that season. That was season, what, 13?
Yeah.
Because no one ever in the history experienced that. So when the producers left, no one knew that they left the cameras and the audio.
Yeah.
Which was crazy.
That, I mean, well, that's like Girls Trip.
Yeah.
I mean, which that makes for good TV, but it, also a lot of drama, especially if you don't realize it's happening.
So we'll never know. Safe to say we'll never know.
Safe to say
in
we'll,
that situation.
In that.
With the edits.
This is another real doozy. So Shannon Bedore, you watch OC?
Of course.
Okay, good. So Shannon Bedore's ex-husband calls off his divorce. Last week, Tam wasn't with me, but last week I reported that he filed for divorce for irreconcilable differences. And then Leslie, who, mm-hmm. one, why did she have to tag this three times? Like, why? Why? Why?
She's on Instagram. It's okay.
So she tags it three times and she said, my husband filed a request for dismissal a few days ago. Now back to your regular scheduled programming. But then she tagged herself three times. And that's solely because she wants to know that anyone that picks this up is going to post her name.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
to be seen for sure.
And listen, I'm as dehydrated as they come. But like, that is next level. I'm going to only tag shit once, like three times.
But she needs a little water. I mean, you know, but this is what happens. I mean, what is
But she's never even been on the show. And I'm sorry, you're not going to be on the show, honey. And then somebody posted, what is this, honey? Leslie Bedore claims her husband, David Bedore, has withdrawn his divorce petition after filing the paper last week. But public information officer for the Superior Court of California in Orange County tells Page Six there hasn't been any requests to dismiss at this time. The spokesperson also verified on Wednesday that no request was in the queue to be filed, as there was also no evidence of the alleged dismissal request in the case docket per online records. I need another drink after that. Like, don't you, if you're in the world of housewives in any capacity and on the public forum, people are going to sleuth it out. Don't
public
make up shit.
Records. Storyline.
Like,
is it giving storyline?
Is it giving, like, you're still not friends with anybody on the current cast. You're not coming in. You're not taking Shannon's spot.
People really go all out. Like, it's real life, people. Like, people want your reality. You don't have to go this far.
Especially when you're not even on the show.
But you know what? There are people in Atlanta, it's hot. Like, people have actually moved in my neighborhood just to have a run-in with me to run to producers. Like, so many girls are like, we heard so-and-so lives in your, and I'm like, they do? And I'm like, I just thought she was a nice neighbor. So, I mean, I understand, but the lengths people go to, it's pretty ridiculous to me.
I mean, I it's a little bit.
Now I got to watch how I go to the bus stop. I used to go out with my bonnet and my Clearasil, like, you know, now I got to be fabulous when I go to the bus stop, just in case.
No, you got to just own your shit. Bonnet, Clearasil, Chris White strips, stop.
And I'm here.
All right, let's take a little break, and then we will talk about the actual episode.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we are back to discuss the actual episode now. I feel like the Housewife headlines is a full-time job, just putting them all together. So
much going on all the time. It's so many.
Everybody doing the most on social media. So it starts off with Rinna is in shock about what happened at the club with Kathy. And then Kathy won't come out of her room, which to me, I was like, did she ever come out of her room?
With she's in her room with her fan. Leave her alone.
Like, this isn't uncommon to me. And then Kyle can already feel that she's going to take the blame.
Yeah.
Which made me sad. I mean, mm-hmm. I think what I have to say as a precursor to this is I understand that these two women are sisters. They have, you know, a lifetime worth of drama and trauma and who knows what else has gone on in their relationship. But we've watched even publicly just the ups and downs of it. But as I review this, I have to separate the fact that how much I, you know, love Kyle and how anyone that hurts her, and separate the fact that this is her sister. Yeah. I have to look at it just as two castmates on the show, or else I can't even recap it because it's too devastating.
Right.
But we saw how upset Kathy was about the 818 last week and made it all about Kyle. So I can only imagine what the next thing was.
Yeah.
Then they're all crammed on that private jet again.
Such a setup. Like, you know, so it's not surprising, you know, that then we got Erica.
Erica comes on and she says, Erica tells Sutton she doesn't want to fight with her. When she screams, it's out of anger. And Sutton cries from being moved by Erica.
I'm so confused with the relationship. I feel like we've been here before at this point.
I feel like I just want Sutton to be who she is in her confessionals and seen.
But you know what? It's really hard because I relate to Sutton. It's hard when you feel like you're having a gang up situation. And I feel like Sutton's often placed in those positions where it feels like everyone's coming at her.
But do you think those are unwarranted?
I just feel like Sutton doesn't always pick the best words. And like I feel like I understand what she's trying to say. It just doesn't come out that way. So yeah. I feel like she's misunderstood. And I feel like people need just to have a little grace. And she needs support because I feel I can honestly watch and see her crumbling as she feels like all this heat coming her way. You know what I mean? And that's just what I take. So when she's in her confessional, she's by herself and she's giving. But in those moments, I just feel like everyone's so up and down with her.
Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately, and I mean, I'm judgmental as well, but I think her level of judginess wears off, you know, like what makes it hard for me is if you're on a show where you know that it's to create drama, there's nothing worse than being with a housewife that's like, guys, let's all get along right now. Like, you know why you're here. You signed up for this job. Not only did you not get your dime in your first year, you then stepped up your game and now you're here. So double down and come for the ride.
I still can't get with that because I'm the girl that's like, can we all get along? Like, one time, can we just have fun? And I understand it's the assignment, right? But it's like a lot sometimes. And I feel like Sutton gets it a lot more than
right,
some of the other
but
ladies.
Then you will go have fun. When have we seen Sutton having fun?
She has fun when she's shopping. That one time with Rena and they went to
the fact that you have to say that one time she was fun in the 3 years.
Her and Garcelle have fun. And Garcelle have fun moments. I like their little key moments. I really do. You know what I'm saying? I live for their little moments.
I love Garcelle on the show.
I do.
I love Garcelle on the show. I think she does good show. I think she's funny, all of it. And she will say things in scene that, you know, she's shady in her confessionals and she's funny, but she still will. But what I did notice, especially this episode, is any time that Garcelle admits to being in the wrong, she shuts that down real quick. She immediately, I'm sorry, you're right, done.
Yep.
Done.
Yep, move on.
Because she doesn't want that storyline about her.
Yeah. And that, and she does it very well. I'm actually learning from her.
Yeah.
Shut it down and it's forever.
She shuts it down quickly, which is great for her, but also not great for the fact that we are still on the Erica Jayne storyline. Another season. We're 2 years in.
But it's so much there and it's so juicy. I still have so many questions. I mean, it's never ending. We're just getting started, I feel like.
Yeah. So then, you know, Kathy isn't on the plane. Sutton said she had a breakdown in the club because nobody wanted to do the Congo line. Which here's the part that I find interesting is this isn't really the truth because I never heard anything about any conga line. I do like that at this moment, Sutton is at least owning up to the fact that there was a breakdown at the club, whereas like Crystal is pretending she didn't see it. But it was because she went up to the DJ and asked him to play Billie Jean. And he, you know how DJs are, especially famous DJs.
Right.
When they're in the middle of a set, they don't want some random or even some famous socialite, it doesn't matter, coming and telling them what to play. Mm-hmm. So he said no.
Right.
And that set her off.
She wanted that vibe. She needed that song. She had moves she wanted to leave on that floor.
Yeah. And then, you know, what they're also not really saying is, because people love the narrative to hate Rinna, is Rinna was being nice by taking Kathy out of the situation because she was blowing up
spiraling.
Not only on the DJ, on everybody involved, and flipping out in the same way that Rinna took Erica out of the situation when she was losing her shit. Rinna was doing the same thing here because you have to also remember this isn't being filmed. Rinna doesn't gain anything from getting her out and
No, I think that she gains some trust and some good points with some people.
I
can go easy on her on the confessionals.
Well, yeah. I guess I can see that, but yeah. I think it's more just like, one, Rinna doesn't really like to stay out late and party, and two,
so you know stuff.
Yeah,
see,
so, and okay. two, like, she's seeing somebody come unhinged, and she's seeing who somebody she loves, Kyle, getting reamed out at a club because, once again, the fact that the DJ won't play a song that Kathy wants, it's Kyle's fault again.
And I'm like, are we really, is this really an issue? Me personally, I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. This really isn't, are we really doing this, guys?
So the fact that things get that ugly over a DJ not playing a song. I mean, you didn't get that upset when your husband was accused of cheating on you.
Thank you. What? So we're, I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? I think there's some imbalances here. And I think the walls are starting to come down. And I think, you know.
You said that before, too.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it is a little bit rough, but all the women were present except Garcelle and Cherie were not at the club. Just want to make that clear because this wasn't filmed. Garcelle and Cherie saw none of it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. However, Crystal was there. So I don't know why, when we flash forward to the end of the episode, why Crystal is acting like she didn't see it happen. One, she was supposed to go in the car and couldn't get her coat. From coat check, she called the sprinter for Rinna and Kathy. And the only thing I can think is Crystal's probably of the group the most socialite, and she doesn't want to not get that Kathy Hilton Christmas
she
party invite.
That heat, right?
Yeah.
And I felt like since Crystal came on the show, she's always been very protective, like of her family, you know, her husband. She's the one that's kind of like, I want to just remain, you know, clean as possible.
Well, but she didn't when it came to Erica. She was thrilled to be throwing that immediately into the fire.
Yeah, but I just still, out of all the ladies though, I feel like she's the most clean.
I don't think she wants to mess with her relationship with Kathy.
Me too.
But she was 100% there. So you see the fact that Sutton even admitted it a little bit shows how bad it actually was.
Because Sutton's going to tell the truth. One thing you know, Sutton's going to tell it as much as she can.
Yeah, she's going to tell it as much as she can. Yeah. She may not go into the detail, and maybe there was a mention of a conga line, but that's not what I heard from anybody else. Then Rinna says Kathy was saying she would take down the show, Bravo, ruin you all, and destroy Kyle and her family. It's the last thing she does. I can't even imagine my sister Justice saying something like that about me.
Yeah.
And where I think people started to get up in arms was when in Rinna's confessional, she says something along the lines of like, Kathy is jealous because Kyle's the more famous one. And people were like, no, she's not. Everybody knows the name Kathy Hilton. I agree. Everybody knows the name Kathy Hilton. Yeah. But here's the difference that people aren't actually recognizing. Kathy's been married into the Hilton family, started dating him when she was 15 years old. And it is it's a different situation when you marry into a family and they have the money than it is when you make your own. So I think, in my opinion, Kyle has full financial freedom. Her and Mauricio are self-made, whether it's through the show or not, and have that financial ability. Whereas, you know, I looked up online and, you know, there's one Hilton and Highland. How many agencies are there?
See, that's so interesting. That's an interesting perspective because I definitely always looked at Kathy as like, I don't really care. She just has this like nonchalant, I'm here or maybe I'm not here and I'm fabulous over here. I never thought about the fact that she may actually want or desire the spotlight or to have her own independence.
But you have to think about it. Like, I was the most miserable I ever was in my marriage with Edwin when I didn't have a job. And I would have, he would come home from work and he'd be like, what'd you do today? And I was pissed that he'd even ask me that question with the kids. I'd be like, well, I did this and that. And he'd be like, oh, where'd you guys go for lunch? And I'd be like, sushi, why? Like, yeah. I was so defensive. Yeah. And he wasn't even being a jerk. He was trying to talk to me. But because I didn't have my own financial options.
Yeah.
I felt like I had to like validate myself to him in some weird way.
I get that. So I'm the same way. Like I definitely, because I've been independent my whole life. So obviously when I had children, I couldn't work anymore. It was hard because I became financially dependent on my husband. But I'm not that type of girl. But I don't know Kathy, but from the outside, I felt like she was just like a kept woman that, because I do have friends that love being kept. I always thought Kathy was a kept woman and she loved being kept.
I think that you can love being kept, but you can also admire,
yeah,
which then can turn into jealousy. Oh, that it's not that way. I mean, you have to understand.
I mean, there are
times at being an independent woman and making my own money myself that I'm like, oh, this is a lot of work. I wish I could.
Yeah.
You always admire.
Oh my God.
It's like if you have straight hair, you want curly hair.
Curly hair. You want what you don't have.
You want totally. But the tricky part is that this is her sister.
Yeah.
And Kyle and Mauricio have worked really hard. And whether you like it or not, your sister was the beginning of this show.
Yeah.
And she wanted you on because she loved you. And she wanted something that you wanted.
Yeah.
It's not like Kathy didn't want, you don't go on that show if you don't want to, because you're forced.
Yeah.
There's no one holding a gun to your head saying you have to go on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's because you were missing something.
Wow.
Whether you want fame, validation, money, whatever it is. I mean, is that not why you joined the show?
I mean, I definitely, I wanted to do something different for my family, you know, and build legacy. But there are women that try to find identity on the platform. I just never saw Kathy as that. So to your point, what you've been saying, it's a very sticky place, because now we are just seeing the beginning of what could happen, because like you said, jealousy and all that, it's not going to end well. And we're going to have to watch that.
Yeah. I mean, because I believe the line was, Rinna says, I have seen the devil and her name is Kathy Hilton. I can't believe you think it, feel it, say it about the things Kathy said. Like I think that Rinna is a good actress. I don't think she's this good of an actress. I think she was shook by the things that were said and done. And listen, it's not that I have huge issue with Kathy. I have huge issue with anybody that pretends to be somebody that they're not.
Yeah.
Like my OCD and my like type A, like I need to see you who you are. And you know, I joke with my husband repeatedly, like he sees everybody as their best self.
That's me.
Like he sees the light in everybody.
Yeah.
And I think because of like the way I grew up, and like I see the worst first.
That's Ralph.
And then you have to earn my trust.
Yeah,
you have to earn it.
That is Ralph. So yeah, type A. Ralph is type A in that, and the way he was brought up, it is a tough thing to trust. But I do. I see people's potential always. So I'm always looking at them as that. So, you know, that's I can relate to Edwin in that regard. But I just feel bad because, like, at the end of the day, you know, this is the spiral that we're witnessing. And when you put out words like that, the devil, it's not going to get better anytime soon.
Yeah, it was. It's pretty brutal. Then it's a lot about Dorit playing both sides with Erica and Kyle. How did you feel about that?
I don't like it. I don't like it. I feel like, well, I'm big on loyalty. So I was really shocked to even see Kyle and Dorit at it anyway, because Dorit has been super loyal and they have been, you know, basically BFFs tied to the hip. So this was different. And I'm trying to find understanding in Erica and Dorit, because last season we saw Dorit and Kyle, PK, right?
Yeah.
And Mauricio, and they were all like teaming
and
up.
And Dorit was constantly last season talking about the orphans and the victims and the, like, she
was the one.
She was the one leading it. But this is, I think it's because she really is trying to play both sides. I think this is the problem I'm having. I love Dorit. I say this before I say anything negative about her, because she is one of my friends. But Dorit is trying to be the voice of reason, and she's not a voice of reason person.
Oh God, don't. You know what? Don't try to be something you're not. Like, it's not working. It's making you look super messy, super backstabby to Kyle, you know, untrustworthy. It's just, it's not a good look.
So I, you know, and then you see, this is, you know, Erica starts to make good points, but she makes them with the tone in her voice. It just kills it.
It makes you sleepy.
Hold on. Did you hear the difference in her voice between her first season when they did the flashback?
Yes, because Carlos King, actually, I don't know if you watch his podcast, was speaking to that. You know, when she first came in, hi.
Blah, blah. Yeah. But then I started thinking, I'm like, oh, this is when she was a Stepford wife.
Oh.
Think about it. She came on and everything was perfect. And this is my great life. Yeah. And now she's it.
It's a low tone. It's all raspy. She's tired.
She's tired. She ain't got time to put on a show anymore.
Weary, honey. So.
It's no longer expensive to her, be her. It's exhausting
it's
to
exhausting.
Be her.
It's exhausting. She still looks good, you
she
know.
Still looks
but
good.
On the inside, she is sleepy. She needs to go night-night.
Oh, and then she did one of those after shows with Dorit where she definitely gave the business a little bit to Garcelle. She's like, you know, I don't want to sit there and at every event talk about my earrings and do this and blah, 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 especially when it comes to Garcelle's canceled television show.
Woo!
I was like, and you see Dorit's face like, shit.
Yes. I mean, it was canceled, but the shade of it all. Like,
I think she's gotten to the point where she's like, if you can dish it out, you can take it. Because then when she confronted Garcelle and said, listen, you know, we are close. We are friends. Not we are close, but we had a good time together. I thought we'd move past this. You didn't mention anything to me about the reel. And Garcelle knew she'd done f***ed up because then she didn't even. Yep, you're right. Sorry.
I mean, but at the end of the day, when your show gets canceled, is that something that you're like?
No, but the fact that she talked about the earrings on the show and didn't say anything to Erica when they were. I didn't necessarily think they were bonding. And
I didn't believe. Yeah.
I was like, they are. Coexisting,
which you do,
but I don't look at them and get this warm fuzzy feel.
I don't, so I wouldn't even have the expectation.
Then we get to Sheree adding her name to the highlighter to Garcelle's card for Crystal's party. But honestly, was it Crystal's party or Crystal's funeral? It was the most depressing birthday. That was worse than the one in Atlanta. Who had it? Was it Sonya?
Oh, Sheree's birthday party. The Party City party.
It was dreadful. It was dreadful.
It was dreadful.
And I know you can't have music on Housewives, but it was like everybody looked like they were
bored
and uncomfortable. And you could tell when Kathy entered, she was nervous. She was like, shit. And then she comes over, like, Erica's, like, talking about, like, I went and drove and sat outside my old house and blah, blah, blah. Like, she's getting as emotional as Erica gets on that end. You know, she can yell, but seeing, like, that type of emotion.
Yeah.
And then Kathy walks up and she's like, so do you overline your lip or what?
That's so random. That's what I live for. It was like, that was the comic relief. That was probably the best.
I know, but you don't think that that's all part of the, that's what she's trying to give as opposed to coming in and being like, I would feel completely different about this situation if she came in and said, hey guys, I was such an asshole in Vegas.
I wasn't expecting that.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If I'm an ass, like after I was an asshole in Provence, the next day woke up in a puddle of shame and said, I am so sorry, you guys. Like, I was an asshole.
I wouldn't expect it, though. Not from, I mean, you expect certain things from certain people.
You wanted her to go in and pretend that nothing happened.
Well, that's just, I just felt like that was being true to self for me. I wasn't expecting it. She did exactly what I expected.
Right, but do you think that that's the right way to be?
No, that's not me. But see, that's not me. But some people, like you said, they're not able to be their authentic self. And they kind of, and I believe that she's done so many of those types of things that people love, that she's leaning into that.
Yeah, she knows like what she's producing herself.
Yeah, the quirkiness. So I'm like, okay, here we go again. Yeah. You know, I'm just waiting for somebody to call it out.
And then at the 20s party, Rinna says she has PTSD. That was,
yeah.
That's a big word.
That's the word though. That's the word of 2022.
I know. PTSD triggered, and triggered
trauma. It's like, okay.
And then Crystal criticizes Sutton as not being 20s. And then, you know, whatever. The energy is off at the entire party.
Yeah.
Then this is now I need to ask because I don't want to show my bias.
What's up?
But when Crystal comes back and acts shocked to the group why Rinna left, when she was just hugging Rinna. And in that moment, I know I can tell that you're not fully team Rinna as you gulp your champagne out of a wine glass. But see. I can feel it. But she just had the conversation. You know what happened. You know why she was upset. So why are you pretending you don't? If you're going to come back and deliver news, like she sat down, like she's like, so she's upset like she saw a ghost. I have no idea why. I'm like, you knew exactly you know why exactly. She just told you.
Hello? But
back to protecting, right?
Back to protecting. That's what I that's what I see. So, I mean, you know, here we go.
Here we go. And then that's when Rinna delivers her line about I have seen the devil and her name is Kathy Hilton. And then something that I've seen online is people are saying, why isn't Rinna Rinnaing here? Like, why isn't she going off? Like, mm-hmm. In her normal terms. And you tell me your opinion first. Why do you think Rinna isn't going off in this moment? She's removing herself. Yeah, I'll tell my reason why.
I want to hear your, because you know them.
No, but I want to hear your unbiased, non-hearing Teddy's opinion.
I mean, I just feel like Rinna has been in a tight spot, and I just feel like she's cleaning up.
See, I think she's not Rinna-ing because she's also scared.
Okay, so we agree. Oh, yeah. My God. Cleaning up. Like, I need to fix some things.
I think she's not just, but not scared because of the audience. I think everybody's scared of the wrath of Kathy Hilton.
Kathy Hilton, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, the wrath of Kathy Hilton is scarier than the wrath of Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna may go off on her social media.
Yeah.
But there's, like, different types of wrath.
But then I also saw Rinna on Watch What Happens Live, and Rinna was like, I mean, she was completely falling on the sword. And I was like, what? Because, like, oh, my God, I mean, I'm just trying, guys. I mean, forgive me.
Yeah.
Like, but no. But I think it's not that easy, ma'am.
I think it's hard after a certain amount of years, and you get the heat. It just, you know, it starts to happen. And then what else goes on in this app? Diana, the fact that I'm even saying Diana's name now after 45 minutes shows how much she's a part
of
this.
Was she there? Oh, she was there. Okay.
Which I think 100% she's got to be gone, right? If you're fully edited out of the episodes at this point.
I was never a Diana fan, though.
Yeah.
And honestly, so.
But she... So, I thought you were holding up.
And I also feel like they're editing her out more, too, because the fans were just so...
But also know what she's doing a lot of? Lawsuits.
Yeah. Back to your point.
Don't, if you're a housewife, don't do lawsuits.
You're right. I'll let you have that one. Yes.
But Diana says Kathy was raging at the club. She'd never seen her like this. Erica just wants Kathy to admit her behavior, apologize, and move on. And then Rinna says it got worse. And then Diana, I actually didn't mind Diana in this moment. She starts quacking and calling Rinna a chicken for not bringing it up. But you have to remember, there is backstory between Kyle and Rinna and her sisters. So she's... In her defense, I don't think that Rinna thought she was going to go home and it was going to be to the point that Kathy Hilton's slamming things, breaking her glasses, and losing her shit about her sister.
Yeah.
And after what was allegedly reported to be said at the club about the DJ, like all of those things. Yeah. I don't think she was ready for that.
Yeah.
And I think that whenever anything happens off camera, I mean, even Salt Lake City, think about that hot mic moment.
Right.
Like, right. I don't think Lisa Barlow really felt what she was saying about Meredith. She was losing her shit to producers.
Yes, as we all do at times.
But I still don't know that I go to that level and say those things. But the fact that there's no cameras, there's no nothing, and Rinna had to take that and carry it on her own.
It's a lot.
And then, yeah, then Erica fills Dorit in about what happened with Rinna and Kathy after the club. And then Erica says, be careful of those who have a lot to protect. And then Dorit says, the person who will suffer the most is Kyle. And, yeah, then previews for next week are Pretty Mess Hair, Kyle, Kathy, Rinna sit down.
I cannot wait.
You can see it in Kathy's face in that moment when she's like, Kyle?
Yeah.
Kyle?
Yeah. It's coming out.
The tone is like, don't blow this here or you're going to pay.
Yep. I'm scared.
I'm scared what's coming. And then that was pretty much the episode. I think there was some fill in this episode, and I don't know how much we'll ever find out.
Well, I don't feel like we'll ever get to the bottom of it.
I think we won't get to the bottom of all the things that were said until the reunion. I think then there'll be some accusations, but there'll never be proof. The questions from fans. All right, so I'll ask you. Would you guys agree with Rinna that Kyle is more successful than Kathy? Lots of people on Twitter were making jokes about Kathy Hilton is way richer than Kyle, but I took it as in terms of career, which Kyle has definitely made a name for herself outside of her husband much more than Kathy. This is Twitter, you guys. I did not say this. I already gave my point of view.
Disclaim. Honestly, I feel like, you know, as far as career goes and independence, obviously Kyle. But I feel like as far as the wealth, Kathy Hilton. You know, I feel like if they got to go T for T, it's Kathy all day.
Well, we also have to keep in mind, we really don't know anybody's net worth. It's all BS online.
This is just my
it's
little
like,
old...
I looked up my own net worth and I was like, I wish.
Where? Show me the money, honey.
I looked it up and it said $16 million. I was like, damn, I don't know that I'd be podcasting if I had that net worth.
Listen, I would be on a beach somewhere with my net on the internet.
I was like,
okay?
$16 million? And then I started looking at Edwin. I'm like, what's in your bank account?
Are we
tied together? I was like, where's $16 million?
That's hilarious.
We need a new house.
Things on the internet.
And then,
Teddy. So I have a question.
Yes.
Are you privy to Kathy Hilton enjoying a good old conga line?
I have never done a conga line. I've gone to a bunch of Kathy's parties.
Really?
And what I have seen that she loves doing is prank phone calling.
What?
And she's prank phone called the same person for like years. Like, she loves it. Everyone sits around and we listen to her prank phone calling.
Hilarious.
And she loves karaoke.
Oh,
so
got
those
it.
Two things I have witnessed. I've never been a part of a conga line, but you never know.
She's venturing new things.
Yep. And then we already talked about that. Oh, and lastly for Drew, as someone who has a large team, how do you know the people around you, especially new employees, aren't looking for their 15 minutes?
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, Drew is here with a team.
Am I?
I mean, more of a team than me.
Crazy.
She's got one. She has Ralph here, who we're going to get into with Edwin shortly. She has Ralph here and there's an additional person.
Yes, my good old manager.
Oh,
George Robert Fuller. I mean, you know, so the team is important. You know, when they say teamwork makes the dream work and there's no I in team, clap it up for the team. You know,
you know what?
I'm catching a lot of slack.
About to be sending text messages to my manager. Like, I don't see you here. I was slanging myself for KTLA last night.
Not slanging. You know, it's a good team. I'm grateful, but it is very, very scary. And I was just having this conversation with Candy about, you know, the people that will come around and appear to be for you and want to be there to help you and just really get on camera and like completely.
So from
flip.
What I've learned, you need to actually ask Ralph if they're good people, because we trust either we see the worst in everybody.
Yeah.
And they see and you guys see the best. My husband, similar. Like, I have to go to job interviews with him and I'm like, you're absolutely not hiring that person. Like, how could you possibly think that that is? I don't know.
Yeah, but Ralphie's put in like processes now, like background checks and like.
Oh, we gotta get into that because I do have some questions regarding those things. So on Watch What Happens Live, they do a work the polls game. Do you think Kathy's meltdown was as bad as Rinna claims? Of course, Garcelle says no. We'll never know because she wasn't there. And as much as I love Garcelle, as much as I love Sutton, they pander to Twitter. Mm-hmm. They do. They know what their fans want, and they will be giving.
On Twitter.
They will. Dorit says, yes, she does think Kathy had a little bit of a meltdown. Mm-hmm. And the audience is saying no, because once again, if you
don't see it.
Yeah. You're going to you choose your favorites.
Yeah.
Should have Garcelle given Erica heads up about the reel? Dorit says she thinks she should have. Garcelle says no.
I say no.
You say no?
I say, I mean, your show just got canceled. I'm not running to go and tell. I'm
but at this point,
that.
It had not been canceled. When they were in Aspen.
Okay.
She had talked about it a week prior.
Okay.
On the show. Then she goes to Aspen, has that coexisting.
To Erica, though?
I
don't see it for Erica.
But that is my point, which is always the point, which is fine. Whenever Garcelle is talking about Erica, it's not out of concern.
Right.
It's not because she's trying to be a friend and
not
help
trying
her.
To connect and
it's
build.
It's because she's going to throw her shit around because then she doesn't have to talk about her own stuff, which is fine.
It is fine. I don't mind
Which
that.
I don't mind it, yeah. But that's what it is.
So I say no. What do you say? So you say yes. She should have.
I think it's going to come back to bite you in the ass, but she shuts it down so quickly when she is confronted. She's a champ at it. So she doesn't have to. She don't want to be involved in the drama. She can cut it.
Period.
Mm-hmm. And then people asking about Dorit being a flip-flopper, stuck in the middle. Then Andy asks another Shady Boots question where he says to Garcelle, do you still think that you are closer to Kathy than Kyle and Kathy are? And Garcelle says yes. Which you also have to imagine the magnitude of this. And I also want you to think, could you imagine if Rinna said that?
Yeah.
Ooh. Rinna would be burned at the stake. Like, but Garcelle can get away with it. Just like Garcelle can get away with calling herself iconic. I can't.
She's iconic.
I know, but let other people call you iconic.
I live for the confidence.
You call yourself iconic?
And she was in Coming to America. So it's like, you know. Yeah,
I get it.
You get to wear that crown
and parade that crown
around. I live for a moment. Like, you know, put some respect on my name. You got to sometimes let people know.
See, I am just not that way. I'm happy. Granted, no one's ever calling me iconic ever, but like.
You're iconic.
Thanks.
Say it with your chest, honey. The Teddy.
I'm messy, but I
so I you'll own the messy, but not own the icon.
I also wouldn't like call myself a queen. Like, I'm just not that. I don't have that in me.
You got to, though. You got to say you're a queen. Say it.
I can't. Honestly, I'm red. I'm breaking out in rosacea. Like, I can't do it. I'm flushed. But then the part that made me sad, and I said this on my Instagram, was Dorit's ability to completely shade Kyle repeatedly throughout Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
Like, I want to understand, because I know we were all hanging out. I mean, last year at this time, we were in Vegas together watching my dad perform, having the best time. So I've seen them at their closest, and I feel like this year you're seeing every chance that Dorit gets.
Yeah.
She's throwing Kyle under the bus, and because she knows Kyle's not having the best season.
Yeah. Strategic.
And I don't like a strategic Dorit. I like
just the free-flowing.
Free-flowing, making mistakes, yes. Never shed a tear Dorit.
Looking beautiful.
Yeah.
But reunion is going to be juicy, because then we'll understand why she was going so hard.
Yeah, because, I mean, she, every chance she got, she took it. So that's really where we are. And that is
so much. So much.
Yeah. So that is end of this portion. But let's take a little break and then let's talk to the husbands.
Ooh. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Time for the hubbies.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so
there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, we were just talking. We're here now with Ralph Pittman Jr.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Not to be confused.
Not to be confused. And Edwin Ariave, just on his own, my husband. And we were talking about, she said something. What did you even say that brought it up? Who knows? We're a couple champagnes in, guys.
You wanted me to drink tequila.
Right.
And I said, you wouldn't let me drink on the show, but you want me to drink now.
Okay, so I'm going to give you guys a little tea on why he had to stop drinking on the show, which I've never said because I didn't want him to be hated. But now, obviously, I don't care anymore. I also thought we were going to be perfect back in the day, and we're just not. So our first filmed date, this is going to make you feel better, Ralph, because I feel like this is some shit you would do.
Oh, my God.
Our very first filmed date, you know how they give you like talking points. They're like, talk about if you'd have another baby or talk about whatever.
Yes.
And Edwin was so nervous. Like, and when Edwin gets nervous, he gets into like a full sweat. Mm. Like he can't play it off. So he's decided he's going to drink tequila. But like when I say tequila, it's not like us drinking the champagne right now. It's to the point where like I feel like at this point you drink, what did you drink back then? Casamigos? This before you got all bougie.
No, it was 1942.
No,
at the time.
We weren't 1942.
I was 1942 at the time. But, I remember because you filled my 1942.
Oh yeah, then I filled it with water. Yeah, because I was pissed.
And so, I was pissed because she watered down my 1942.
Yeah,
I still remember the day.
That's so disrespectful.
I know.
1942.
I was, well, you once you hear what happened.
Yeah, I want to hear.
Like, because they saved us. Because, you know, men just say, and you watch all of them do it, just say dumb shit. Like, don't say that. So, anyways, one of the talking points is, when are you going to have another kid? And also, Edwin focusing while filming is like a real struggle. Like, so it's like we're at a date, everyone's looking at us, and he's like,
oh my God.
And so he's just pounding drinks. And they're like, can you get through the talking points? And I'm like, Ed, you have to ask me about the kids. Just ask me about the kids. And he's like, so do you think you want to have any more kids? And I'm like, you know, I don't know. I never say never. And he goes, but then you get all big.
I didn't say the word big.
Yes! He did.
I might have said we have issues having sex because I'm not as, you know.
Which is worse. Oh, and I am like sitting there and I'm like, what in the hell do I actually do right now?
I might have got a kick.
I kicked him under the table and I was like, because I'm like, I've got to laugh and pretend this isn't pissing me up, because also like I've struggled with weight my entire life.
I understand.
And same. I was here. Like the fact that one, he would think this is a funny thing, just, and I'm like, it's because he thinks he's being funny, but he's not funny.
Yeah, so wow, that's interesting, because that sounds like something my husband would actually say, because it's the same sentiment. And I'm happy to know that it's not just you, babe, but it's like men, they get on camera and I'm like, who is this person?
Like, quit trying to tell jokes. You're funny to laugh at. You're not a funny person.
Like, you're not a comedian. I'm funny. And this is not Def Comedy Jam.
I'm having a good time.
I mean, you know. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here. I'm like, oh, my God. It is so hard to film because you say things and you can't take it back. And it's like, why did you just say that on camera?
And then if you fight in that moment, like, my natural response in real life was like, go fuck yourself. Like, what do you, of course, I'm carrying a baby. And, like, I'm sorry that, like, your penis isn't as turned on by me. And that moment,
because I have your child,
because I'm carrying your child uterus. And I'm miserable, but I and also, like, don't just the word big pisses me off, like all the things, but instead I sat there and I laughed because I was like, I don't want to make a big deal of it, and I'm thinking, if they air this and it's me just laughing at my I was like but where Housewives messed up is if we would have had car cams that night, they would have gotten a whole show because it. I got in the car and I was like, you will never film with me again. If you do that,
the
my Erica Jane came never out asked. Like, and I was like, I cannot, absolutely not. You will never drink on camera again. You are cut off, like rage. Oh, and I waited all season long for them to air it and they didn't. Mm-hmm. Because I was, they wanted people to like me my first season.
Yeah, that's so ooh.
And like him.
Oh, well, that's opposite.
Well, you guys got a better better shake than us.
Actually. Jesus.
I would take your hand any day.
That's the way to start out. Because, like, for us, they were like, we're going to cut every bad thing. And we were like, we didn't have a chance.
But you see, she said
I know. I knew you were going to. I knew you were going to go there. And yeah.
She took the moment and was like.
Yeah.
You cried.
Well, yeah, because that was my real response.
I mean, I faked it.
And I should have.
But I didn't know, like, here's the thing. In hindsight, it would have been a much more, because that is things that I think men do say to women.
In real life.
Yeah. But I was so wanting to be perfect and wanting to give the illusion that we were perfect that I was editing myself.
Teddy, that's so, we're opposites in that. So I've lived the other way and I can't say it's much better on the other side. Yeah. We literally live just being so real. That's why I'm like, you know what? There could have been a better way I could have responded, because by me responding in that real way is two seasons of us just having storylines of just marital issues upon marital issues. So oftentimes Ralph has said, like, could you have responded differently? And I'm like, I wish I could rewind and be, you know, take a page out of your book.
What I mean, I do have to ask one question. This is my one shady question.
Go for it.
Okay. What's really for Edwin, but, and if you say yes, you're actually going to be dead.
Oh,
I guess I know my answer.
Like, actually, there will be a Women Who Kill episode and I'll be the star. have you ever asked an assistant to give you a massage?
No.
Ralph, how in the right
Good answer,
line?
Edwin.
I need to understand. And I love you. Mm-hmm. He does dumb other shit. Like, if even if he hearts somebody's message, I'm like, you absolutely do not put a heart emoji.
Because a heart means, you know, nowadays.
Like, even to heart a message. Oh my God. Don't respond to DMs. So my question is, I need to know in your, I need to know, did she have a background in massage therapy?
This is hilarious. So I never asked her to give me a massage. That never really happened. Ever.
You didn't ask.
It didn't happen.
She asked or said she should have given you a massage.
So
let him talk.
Sorry.
Miss Producer.
No, but
Sidora.
The reality is that I never asked her to give me a massage. That never actually took place. What happened was I was having some real bad back issues. Literally.
He could barely walk.
I couldn't.
He was going to be hospitalized. So he, instead of asking a professional,
there were none available.
So she actually, this is my assistant at the time. She actually sent a massage therapist to my house that was licensed. And she came and gave me a massage. I just could not find one. But my assistant, I never asked my assistant to give me a massage. That never happened. So, you know, I took care of the situation, got the massage I needed, got the CBD oil rubbed on me the way I needed to, and I was back in motion, back to, you know, taking care of business.
But then what is the text that created all the drama?
The text that created all the drama is when she said that I should have, she said I should have gave you a massage, and that was it. But it was,
in your opinion, do you think she was flirting with you?
In my opinion, Oh my God, look at the eyes. Jesus.
And I have to say, I'm a little bit upset I never got a visual on the show. Can you show me? Okay, good. All right.
A visual of the person?
Yeah, I need visuals of every human being I ever talk about.
Candy found her, you know, on Instagram.
Oh, real fast. I mean, she's like a...
I know now.
Candy's a stalker, you know what I'm saying? She can find anything.
And I have to ask you a question. If you were to actually... If shit were really to hit the fan, I talk about this with Edwin too. Mm-hmm. Would you prefer whoever your husband were to step out with mm-hmm. be attractive or unattractive?
Oh my God, she better be a bad one. Because I will be like, oh no.
She better be hot, right?
See, that's hot. No, yeah, bad is hot. Bad is hot.
Yeah, bad is hot.
Bad is hot.
Yeah,
no, or, hot.
Edwin's yeah. like, that's- oh, sorry, yeah. bad. She's like,
English is my second language.
A bad one is a hottie. She's a 10. Yeah.
You need a 10.
Because it's like, I mean, if you do that, it's just like disrespectful to me. Like, really?
No,
like,
see, I'm the opposite. I want the person to be slightly dog heinous because I want to know it's just my husband's like insecurity issues, like trying to feed something. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. like, I want to be like, well, obviously, like, you can't top this.
I want to be like, don't degrade me in that way. She looks... Yeah,
but I did read something with all this.
Teddy hates when I say that women are wife material versus dating material. Not dating material, but like want to.
Don't sugarcoat it.
Okay, like mm-hmm. there's a difference between a girl that you just want to F versus
somebody
you want to marry.
Okay.
And this like, pisses me off.
Typically, the girls that I've wanted to F, I did not want to marry.
Right.
But he'll always be like, I knew you were the one because you were wife material. Go kick rocks,
right,
dude.
Like wife material.
Wife material. And I'm like, so the girl that I found online that you dated before me that was part of the Texas Roundup.
I did not know that.
Texas Roundup.
She found, no, I don't know. This, Teddy CSI. Because
I said, just so you know, like, you really came up with me. Like, I was like, we were fighting about something back in a million years ago.
We upgrade you.
And I was like, and he goes, babe, the reason that we got married is because you're wife material. And like, he's using it as a compliment, but I'm like, I also feel like it's not a compliment. Like, you're not saying I'm hot.
Right. Because wife sounds like, yo, she's hot. And then you're wifey.
Yeah, wifey.
Like, I'm going to tuck you in the bed and that's it. And good night, night.
But so then I took the liberty to Google. Yeah, like, wifey.
We're going to go to dinner and be in bed by 10.
Yeah, hey, like.
One ticket to mom, presentable, you know.
It's the worst thing you could say, but
it's somebody you want to stay with in a bed, like imagine.
Then I start quizzing. I'm like, who else is wife material? And he'll like name people. And I'm like,
oh, Teddy, that was a setup though.
I'm like, not what? Like, he didn't say Jennifer Lopez is wife material.
Yeah, no. Like, I don't like it. I want to be like all those. I want to be everything. I thought wifey was everything. Like J-Lo on down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, wifey's like, you know, you're okay for her to show up to the PTA meeting.
No. Soccer mom, you're going to give me a van next? You're going to give me a minivan? Is that wifey?
Yeah. Like, what's the worst thing that you have ever said about Drew on Housewives? His worst thing to me that got aired was everybody went around and said, what's your favorite thing about your significant other? Do you want to know what Edwin said about me? I was ready for anything. Funny, hot. Good and bad. Uh-huh. Any kind of compliment. And Mauricio went first. So, of course, his was like a love diatribe
to Kyle.
Went
first, which is, I mean, if Mauricio would have gone first, I would have upped my game.
No.
But Andy a little bit.
Try to imagine the worst possible thing somebody could say about you as a compliment.
Let's see if it's worse than Ralph.
Okay. He said, she's organized.
It is a great quality. It's a great quality.
A wife material who's organized.
Oh my God. Edwin.
That sounds like a compliment to me.
Look. Okay. Okay. I'm trying to find the compliment and all of that. So organized. Because why? Please give me
like
some.
She plans her trip. She's just planning.
Oh, it's not sexy? Swoon.
Like she's a planner. I've never been a planner. So she's, you know, she compliments that for me.
And I like that. I think there's a lot of value in being a planner and being
organized.
You know
what? So I can't say that because he says I'm not organized. So I wish I was more organized because he's like, you know.
But if he said that was your best quality,
like, swoon,
I can't wait to go home and make life to my wifey that's organized.
In our organized house. Baby, well.
Organized wife material.
What did you say? Because you said.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't get much better.
Yeah, I mean.
What? Do you even remember what you said? Because you said so many things.
What did I
you're
say?
You're like, which one am I referring to?
I don't know.
The one where you're, I'm like, babe, what am I good? Well, you said two disrespectful things. The Lunchables being one.
Well, oh, tell me about the Lunchables. I forget.
When he told me I didn't deserve like steak and lobster, but I deserved Lunchables.
Yeah, was that supposed to be a joke?
So I thought we were having a good time right now, right? Like,
you said tequila shot? Is that what you
said? Tequila shot. Where is it? Where is it?
Hold on. No. He's just laughing. I like to laugh. He laughs so that he doesn't have to like.
No. Think about it.
let me let you guys in on something. When you see his hand going, Lunchables. He's trying to sell you on it. So if you see the hand going, he's Lunchables. Like, I'm about to sell you
first
guys.
First and foremost, I like Lunchables. So Lunchables is not a bad thing at all.
My four-year-old lives for Lunchables.
I like Lunchables.
But I need to know, is it the Lunchable with like the turkey and the cheese or the Lunchable that's like
turkey and cheese.
Right.
Turkey and cheese is the best one all day.
With the Reese's Pieces or like
you gotta make it the right way and stack it up, you know, put a piece of cheese, turkey in the middle. You can make it a double, you know?
Oh, my God.
A little double decker.
Okay, so were you trying to be funny there?
Yeah, I thought it was, I don't know. My humor sometimes can come across the wrong way. But I did think, you know, I gave Drew this amazing.
He's adding demo. A lot of words in.
It is. It's a little wordy. But I gave Drew
this. You guys on tumble dry.
I gave Drew this amazing, amazing, amazing dinner where I went all out for. I had a tuxedo on this night, you know.
I saw that. So, setting it up.
It is a setup, you know. I mean, listen, you gotta go with me. But it's not a gaslight.
You guys are experiencing it that is live funny. Right
no,
now.
No, it's not gaslighting, but come literally. On, bring it literally.
In. What's gaslighting?
Well, I'm gonna ask you both the definition after.
We don't even know what gaslighting is. I just found out.
Because you guys are so good at it.
So funny, I looked at the definition. I was like, oh, this is my life.
No. But no, I thought that, you know, I gave her this great night and I just told her that, you know, instead of the steak and lobster, I should have gave her a Lunchable. And okay. It was a Lunchable comment.
Oh, Edwin seems to have understanding.
But I get the humor on that.
You see it, right? Look.
Hold I mean, on, I mean did you say on, it with a smile
you
when you said
after
it?
After she started crying and was upset.
She wasn't crying. Yeah,
this was
she didn't cry.
In our marriage counseling session, he brought it up. Like, I had never heard that before.
It's
so.
All on the delivery and tonality. How was the it delivery? Is. Smiling?
Hurtful.
No, I want to give, no. It, give it to me. Look me in my eyes and give it to me the way you gave it to her.
Teddy, no.
You weren't smiling. I know that. All your pearly whites today.
It was just a statement. You know, it wasn't something that was supposed to hurt anyone's feelings or anything like that. It was a throwaway. Like, hey, you know what? I gave you all of this right here at that moment. It probably wasn't the best thing. You know, we should have.
So you said I gave you all these things. You actually deserve a Lunchable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
she doesn't deserve steak and lobster. She deserves a Lunchable, and it was like all the eyebrows and everything.
But
like,
which eyebrow went up? Which
it was
eyebrow?
Both they were crunched in.
You don't get Botox?
No.
I just told him that the other day. Like, you might
what, I need
Botox.
I need Botox.
All this is going to just stay like that.
Let me see.
Okay, I now need to ask you guys, what is the definition in your minds of gaslighting?
Gaslighting, my definition is when you take some lighter fluid.
And blow up your marriage.
No, go to the grill.
And grill
you know,
it.
And grill. I mean, you know, what is gaslighting? I never heard of what gaslighting meant until somebody used it on the show. That's not a word that I've ever heard of in my life. Have you heard of it?
No.
Like, okay,
is that like farting in front of your wife?
No, sick, Edwin. This is what I mean. Don't the wink is really a problem. Gaslighting. I'll give you an example of when you've gaslit me.
All right.
First day of school for the kids, I say, "You need to be home because he has to do his Pilates class."
It's hot yoga. It's
whatever. This day it was Pilates. I remember it. I'll carry it to my grave with rage. And I say, we're leaving at 7:35. It's the first day of school.
Oh, I remember this day.
I was mad. So I have the kids ready, do all the pictures before school. I'm
organized
so
Teddy.
Excited. Organized.
I was going to say.
Working on my sexiness, yes, being organized. Honey, yes. And I have them fully ready. We do the before school photos. They hold the thing, like all the stuff. It's already annoying to me that he chose this day to go work out in the class when like all of these things are happening. But I let it be. Granted, I had the kids in the car at 7:35. And the second that he didn't pull in that gate at 7:35, I was like, out the door. Like, I was like, you know what? You go kick rocks, because like, honestly, the selfishness, I cannot. Yeah. But instead of him saying, hey, sorry I was late, which he, I checked what time
I
he got in.
I literally got in at 7:37.
No, it was 7:39. I checked the security footage.
Basically 7:40.
Yeah, basically.
Is it the security camera you installed?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we have a bone to pick with you guys. You need to have Skyline, not Vivint.
Yes.
We love Vivint.
That's another conversation.
Vivint is the best. We should have Vivint. Vivint ambassadors here.
It's the best. So anyways, then he calls me and I'm in the car with the kids and he's annoyed. He's like, why would you? And that is so selfish of you to leave the first day of school and not let me see the kids. I am. And I'm like, one, I'm in the car with the kids. Yeah. So can you kindly not talk to me in this tone? And reel it in and realize that you were late. I told you the exact time and you weren't here. And then he just went on and on and on. So mad to the point he took my ring light that he knew I needed for the podcast.
No, you didn't get petty, Edwin.
Took the ring light. Well, that was my ring light.
War.
That was my ring light.
Why do they always take our ring lights?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why do they do that?
The only one that's like, this is my ring light. He doesn't let me even use his ring. That's crazy.
So not only do I have
rage.
I
did go a little cray cray that day.
He took all my stuff for the podcast, everything. Took it.
That was mine, first of all. So
that is so crazy.
That she stole.
But that is so crazy. So you were late, and then you rose up, and then you took the ring light.
Yeah, and then he took all.
I was late by 2 minutes, which means she had to like literally deliberately leave.
I did.
At 7:35
on purpose. I was testing you, and you failed the test. But the fact is, instead of just saying. Gaslighting is instead of saying, hey, babe, I'm sorry, I was late. I do think it was a little bit of an asshole move for you to leave at the second. Maybe you could have called me to see where I was.
Yes.
But truth be told, whether he knows it or not, I have him on Find My Phone, so I knew exactly where he was. And I was like,
put me on.
Oh, I'll do it when he isn't looking.
That is
I had a covert mission. Like one day, my friend Jen and Kyle and I were all hanging out, and I was like, get Edwin's phone. His code is blah, 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 blah. Let's get it on there. And then one day he's like, why do I have this thing? I'm like, yeah, you're on Find My Phone now. And if you turn it off, you're dead.
It may not work because he knows all like the technology stuff.
Edwin doesn't know how to turn it off. But I checked it and then I saw it and I was like, whatever. But he never apologized. He went on and on and on for 2 days. And then finally I had to get to the point where I had to cry and say, listen, when I was younger, people didn't show up for me. And now I need to know that like something's important, you have to show up and be on time. And that's who it is.
And what did you say? Then you were like,
well, I had just paid the bill for school. And I was like,
this is gaslighting, folks.
You are wrong. Gaslighting is you're wrong on top of you're wrong, and you're just the wrong. You're wrong.
Gaslighting is you're always.
I was a little bit of the victim on that. I was like, I just paid for this damn school for the day. So anyway.
See, that's justification when you're wrong.
That's gaslighting.
Well, don't women gaslight us also, though? Because for some reason, I feel like in this moment here, the gaslighting is coming to the men. You know?
That's not the topic on the table.
I think the women gaslight us as well, you know? I mean,
really?
All the time.
Really?
Well, no, because gaslighting is when you're trying to pretend that something is different than what it is. We're being transparent in the fact that we are saying y'all are doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
We're not trying to sugarcoat it.
Yeah, it was wrong for her to send a message. And, you know, there's just certain things you have to own.
Yeah.
I think the owning and the falling on the sword is what's missing.
So didn't you just gaslight me yesterday?
Why? Yesterday? What happened?
Let's get into it, guys.
Wait a minute.
I know we're running out of time, but we need.
I'm really trying to remember what do I want to know? Wait, what happened yesterday? I thought we got along all day yesterday. Yesterday was a great day.
We did, but there's like, you know. So your response. Oh, go ahead.
No, you got it.
You think about
what happened.
What you tell me, Drew, because you got it.
Dr. Teddy's here reporting for service.
Dr. Teddy's reporting here for duty.
No, I really don't remember. God's honest truth.
So you gaslight. She gaslights me a lot, you know. Every time you make an excuse about why you're late or not on time for doing things, you create this whole entire song and a dance. And
so you're saying yesterday about the flight?
Yes.
Oh, God.
You gaslit me. You
How
lit it
did
up.
I gaslight you, though?
Because you made it all about something else when it really was.
All that moment in the car?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Go ahead. Tell them about it.
We only have 2 minutes left, so you got to keep it snappy.
So we missed our flight yesterday. It wasn't my fault. My makeup and people on the team, they were late, which kind of then pushed us behind. And my mom had surgery, and I had to take her to the doctor. So the day just kind of fell behind. So yeah, so he, you got mad because when we got in the car, oh, he was telling the driver, who doesn't even know us, like, yeah, yes, my wife, these women, let me tell you, man, oh, she making us miss our flight. And I'm sitting there like, let's keep a positive attitude. I think we can still make it, you know, and I did a prayer, like, let's touch and agree. Amen.
But did you make the flight?
We didn't make the flight.
that's why we're taking selfies over at the airport.
That's why we were taking shots. In the airport, yeah. Tequila shots, actually.
So you both are a touch of gaslighter. See, I'm not a gaslighter. I'm a manipulator.
Oh, wow.
So which one is worse?
Well,
look at these definitions.
I am aware of my behavior, but I am intentional with my words. Like, I think he's not intentional. His intent when he's upset, which probably happens like once every 6 months, mm-hmm. is to say something that, like, he will forget. And then that night he'll come in and, hi, babe. And I'm like, no, I'll carry this around for months.
We need understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never hit below the belt and say something that I can't take back. Mm-hmm. He will. Hmm. And then he'll be like,
I haven't hit below the belt for a while.
Yeah. I mean, this is another podcast called Couples Therapy that we're going to have to all join. But guys, please. We got to go for a little tequila tasting.
Yeah.
You can follow us over on TikTok to find out which housewife beverage is our favorite. We'll be blindfolded, so no bias here. Thanks, Drew,
Can't wait for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, Ralph. What's your new book called?
The Step in Parenting.
The Step in Parenting. You guys have to get it.
Yes, yes.
Edwin, if you were to have a book, what would you call it? Awkward pauses. I really want to know now.
So many things came to my mind.
I like that you filter.
But nothing was appropriate.
Nothing was appropriate.
Well, cheers, guys. Let's
cheers.
Go.
Cheers. And please download our new single, Already Know.
Oh, woo!
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know we were allowed to announce
That's
it.
That's on a good note. We're working together. So let's
Oh.
Hey, we have
produced
a new, we
by my husband.
Turn over our new leaf.
Can you sing a line of it?
He produced it. Oh, God, the lyrics. Just took a champagne. Already know. That's all I can remember. Already know. No.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Edwin, and now you got to go download it to hear the rest.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah.
Download it. Join in, you guys. Thank you so much. We had so much fun. And now we're heading to the iHeartRadio Music Festival where we'll be nice and sloppy after all of our drinks.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.